In 2011, American Family Children's Hospital saw 13 kids in the ER for all-terrain vehicle accidents. In just 2 months of this year, 5 children have needed treatment, including a 9-year-old boy from Lafayette County who died. Emergency room pediatrician Dr. Joshua Ross says it's important to remember these are motorized vehicles that young people may not always be able to control well.
Kids are physically smaller and have immature judgment and motor skills, making the opportunity for accidents even greater than you'd have with adults.
All ATV accidents have to be reported to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. In 2011, there were 3 fatalities involving teens. The youngest was 12 years old. Gary Eddy is the ATV safety administrator at the DNR. He says restrictions on children depend on where the ATVs are being used. In public areas, kids over 12 are allowed to operate small ATVs on their own after attending a certified safety class. There are no similar requirements on private land.
A child at any age can operate any size ATV on private property, you know, with the parent's permission. They're not required to wear helmets or have any safety gear or anything like that. So really loose on private property, and that's where we tend to see some of our problems occur.
Eddy says there were 300,000 ATV registrations in Wisconsin this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.